This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what I think is magnanimous about Major Dave is that he's a San Diego native, loves the Padres, but now that the Padres are out, he's really about Southern California. So he's really about the Dodgers. You know, he's got on his Mookie Betts, number 50.
I think it's actually a half Mookie, half Ohtani.
Yeah, half Ohtani. So. Yeah.
You know, he's a guy who'll tip the cap and say, congratulations, L.A. Dodgers. You took out my pods. Now I shall cheer for you.
Let's go, Dodgers. Doesn't sound like he's buying any of this.
No, I'm not buying any of it. Not buying any of it. No, I'm not rooting for the Dodgers. I respect several Dodger players, among those you just mentioned, and its manager, Dave Roberts. But I will never, ever, ever root for the Dodgers.
So he's pro-Yankees. That does well in this market.
The little engine that could, the New York Yankees. That's what he's all for. All right, let's jump in. We got so much to discuss. There are a lot of people around the country, and I guess I'm one of them, who think Donald Trump has a little bit of the momentum right now. And that, and again, it's an electoral college. It's state by state. It's the 7-8 swing states that tell the tale. But that if the national polling is as close as it is, considering where the national polling was with Trump and Clinton, Trump and Biden, and the fact that it just doesn't seem that Harris, who had a chance to close the deal, that she's missed the opportunity. Not that she's going to lose, but that she had the opportunity, and that even the latest John Kelly Hitler, John Kelly fascist talk, that he's Teflon. So nothing sticks to him. So as of today, Donald Trump might be the slightest favorite. Do you buy that?
I don't. And I'm not saying that Harris is the favorite. Here's what I will say. And there is a legitimate mindset about where the polls are today and what we learned about them missing the Trump vote in 2016 and 2020. But let me put this in context. In 2020, the battleground polls had Trump about 4 to 4.5 percentage points below what he actually achieved. Okay. And what he actually achieved in all the battleground states, and let's throw North Carolina into because it is one now and it wasn't back in 2020. The Biden campaign did not aggressively campaign in North Carolina as the Harris campaign is now. So we'll throw North Carolina into the mix. Trump, in all those battleground states, when all the votes were counted in 2020, got between 47.5 and 48.5, and the one county that he got slightly, one state he got slightly over 50 was North Carolina. That's where he's polling right now. So I believe the polls are accurately measuring where Trump is. I don't believe there's an undercount. I believe the polls are because they have gone through more modeling and more adaptations about how to find Trump voters. And after nearly 10 years in American life at the highest levels, I don't think there are any more, quote unquote, shy Trump voters. So I think Trump is about where he is. Not because if he isn't, and we're still undercounting by 5 percentage points, then he's going to win Pennsylvania 53-47. That's not going to happen. He's not going to win Michigan 53-47. That's not going to happen, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think we're capturing where things actually are. Here's another comparison I'd like everyone to consider. In 2012, when Obama ran against Mitt Romney, there were 14 polls conducted nationally before that election. 14. The election day in 2012 was November 6th. It's November 5th at this time. So there were 14 national polls in the 6 days leading up to election day. If you took the average of the margin in those polls, it was 1.6%. That close. Most of the polls in 2012 had the race tied. Obama won that by 3.9 percentage points. I'm not predicting a victory that large for Harris, but what I'm saying is we have seen in recent times an election where the polls were very close, and the difference was late breakers and ground game. The late breakers in this race are going to, as they typically do, go 60-40. Late breakers don't go 80-20, and they certainly don't go 100-0, but they go 60-40, and that 60-40 difference is oftentimes where victory is achieved or lost. And to your point, can Harris close it? Is she closing it? Is she missing opportunities to close it? Those late breakers oftentimes decide in the last week. So there's still an opening there for both candidates. But I will tell you this. Having talked to the Harris campaign, their focus groups are dialed in, and their data tells them over and over one thing. Those who are still yet to decide are fearful. They're anxious. And that anxiety is driven not by Harris, not by that she hasn't closed the deal. Their anxiety is driven about what comes if Trump is reelected, is returned to office after everything we have learned, everything he did and everything he has said. And that's why that anxiety is part of their closing message, even though plenty of critics say that's not what you should be doing.
Okay.
Their internal data tells them that's exactly what they should
do. So let's stay with that. And I need to get to the leader of the Freedom Caucus and what he said in the last hour, because it's bizarre. Okay. It's delusional. And by the way, I'm sure Donald Trump absolutely loves it. But so let's stay with this, and let's go back to, again, John Kelly. This is a Marine. This is a four-star general. This is not a man who's writing a book. He's not a paid guest on MSNBC. And, yes, when he's speaking to the Atlantic and the New York Times, is he trying to shape the election? Of course he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. When he talks about Trump referring to generals, when he says, by definition, he is a fascist. Obviously, the hardcore Trump folks are going to say, lying, don't believe him, he was fired, he's bitter, move on. And then the hardcore Democrats are going to just say, sure, another reason why I'm not voting. So two things. How much should Harris emphasize that part of the story? Not her, you know, here's what I'm going to bring. How much of it should be, do not forget how frightening we think he was 4 years ago, and he's worse now. And then who are these late changers? I mean, for me, I've said, to me, they're a little bit of, and it's a combination, but the Haley voters who kept voting for Haley, who philosophically are probably 80 to 90% Republicans, but they find Trump abhorrent.
Yep.
And they're trying to decide, is it character or is it policy?
Right. Is it inflation or the nation?
Yeah, that's very good. I'm going to steal that going forward, too, by the way.
Which is it? Is it inflation or the nation? And for the Harris campaign and for the Trump campaign, it's like, let's rhetorically ask this question. Do you detect, Chad, does anyone in your audience detect an overt effort by the Trump campaign to speak to Haley voters? Have you heard it?
Never. Zero. The only time he talked about her, he made fun of her.
Right. And that's because they have decided that they're going to go in a completely different direction, either that they're not winnable or they will compensate by finding new voters in other places, which means Latino men, African-American men. And that is a risk. Doesn't mean it's not going to work, but it is a risk. Why? Because that's asking a demographic group in this country that participates less than African American women and Latino women, number one. Number two would be doing not only a behavioral thing that they're not accustomed to do, voting, but also crossing over to do a different kind of voting. Not impossible, certainly not impossible, but less assured than established voting behavior and established voting patterns. So the Harris campaign believed, that's why there was Liz Cheney, that those either they think of themselves as one of two things. I think a lot of them still think of themselves as Reagan Republicans, but they let's call them Haley Republicans.
Okay.
And they are predominantly in suburban areas around Philly, Pittsburgh, Milwaukee, certainly Detroit, Charlotte, Raleigh, Atlanta, certainly Phoenix, Las Vegas, and Nevada. What are they going to do? And are they, and all our polling at CBS, I know the Harris internals and the Trump internals tell them the same thing. They're torn. They're torn. They don't like the economic policies of Biden and Harris. They're not really sold on her. They're not really convinced that she's the best thing for America, but they cannot still bring themselves to do what they may have done before, suck it up and vote for Trump. And that inability to go back to Trump where they have been before tells the Harris campaign and worryingly tells the Trump campaign they are still up for grabs, even though from your perspective, how much more information do you need? They still need more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But 2.5 to 3 minutes left with Major. So the head of the Freedom Caucus, this is in Congress, is Andy Harris. Okay. Andy Harris recently, in fact, last night, told the folks that the North Carolina legislators should consider awarding the state's electors to Donald Trump before votes are counted. So before a single vote is counted, due to the impact of Hurricane Helene. This is frightening. This is bizarre. This is delusional. And then I get to the Pew poll, which has come out recently, where only a third of Trump supporters say they'll accept a narrow loss. Buckle up. Here we go again.
Past is prologue. You cannot tell yourself that you are legitimately surprised when someone who wanted to disenfranchise voters in 2020 wants to disenfranchise them preemptively in 2024. It's the same process. the people who wanted to contest and throw out and invalidate election results in 2020 wanted to disenfranchise voters, full stop. And they want to do it again. The putative reason Andy Harris cited was, well, the hurricane made it hard to vote in what is predominantly Trump country in Western North Carolina. So we can just assume what those vote totals were going to be and give the state to Trump. Here's a little bit of information. People think Michigan and Pennsylvania were closer in 2020 than North Carolina was. Wrong. North Carolina was won by Trump by just over 74,000 votes. Biden won Pennsylvania by just over 81,000 votes and more than 150,000 votes in Michigan. We don't hear anything in North Carolina. Why? Because he won. There's never a problem for Trump in a state that he wins.
Exactly.
Okay? So, right. North Carolina was close in 2020. That's what Republicans are freaked out about. Their gubernatorial candidate, Mark Robinson, has been immolating for the last month. Trump doesn't even know his name anymore.
No. Yes.
Okay?
Vanished.
They're deeply concerned about the 16 electoral votes in North Carolina. So somebody says, let's preemptively award them to Trump. Let's not even count votes.
Think about that.
That's the kind of thing that will get people's attention, not just in North Carolina, but nationwide, because I will give them this. There is a feral consistency to it. You want to disenfranchise once, you want to disenfranchise again. And if you believe that's what American democracy looks like, well, check your constitution.
Let's go, Max Muncy. Come on. Let's go, Will Smith. I mean, which Dave, which Dodger are you hoping has a big series? Maybe.
Oh, I'm all on Mookie.
Mookie.
Yeah. Mike Piazza, too. He's going to come
Freeman,
back and he's going to bomb.
The ghost of Tommy could be there.
Yes. Fernando Valenzuela. Fernie. He may have left us, but he might be back.
Yes. Noted Dodger lover, Major Garrett, on News Talk A3O.
Oh,
this will be his final appearance with us.
All right.
I'm kidding.
All right.
Hit the button.
All right. Bye now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.